let's jump back. Really, we've already more or less covered the new business of the ranch house plans and permits that's in the works. The ranch house fundraising activity we will discuss here in a minute. We've done everything else. We'll go back to the ranch manager's report with Ole for a new season, preparation activities, cabin repairs and road erosion, and newsletter status.
Okay, from the bottom up. I'd have a computer to do the newsletter.
Come on.
We would really like to be in more communication with the membership, but I mean, we can't even make phone calls. So.
We've kind of gone over all that.
Have a plan for getting the computer system up. I honestly believe that that windstorm that wrapped the solar panel damaged it more than it looks like, because everything seemed to have changed when that thing got thrashed by the wind. But he says they're planning to move it onto the house so that we don't have the loss in the cord, so that would be great. Anything that gets power on it, we have no power.
Can we allocate, I mean, since we know we're going to allocate, you know, up to $30,000 for the getting the ranch house done or fixed, can we go ahead and allocate some funds to get the power system done working this month and the whatever we need to get done to get the hot water, which I'd be out of there in 5 minutes if I didn't have hot water.
Hey, can I butt in for a second?
Yes, go ahead.
Linda told me you guys have $2,200 in donations. Tossing that out there is an idea for the ranch house.
Uh-huh. Yeah, let's use that money.
I'm a little worried about that, though, because, see, that was allocated to build a new ranch house.
Oh, good point. Yeah, we don't want to anger anybody.
Yeah,
good thought, Ole. Sorry.
Add on to the old ranch house. Some people say, look, we were interested in enhancing the ranch, not fixing the old problem.
Well, I'll go on record as throwing my $100 that I threw into the $2,200 over to the power scheme. I got no problems with that.
And I don't care either way, whatever works, but I know that when somebody gives money for one thing, if it's used for another, they get steamy. So
use the money I put in there.
Too. We will actually try to contact, and I think Linda has a pretty good list of who is responsible, you know, who allocated or gave that money, and we will try to just update everybody to say, this is what we're doing now. Are you still okay with that? You want a refund or you want to double your input? But I think the solar system and the hot water should be resolved this coming week.
Yeah, it has to be done. Priority.
Yeah.
Only,
but then also separately, and we really didn't, we kind of skipped over this, and I'm sure some members are kind of confused because we've changed tack from last meeting and we didn't totally explain it, was in for expediency's sake, we decided we're going to remodel the ranch house.
Well, we budgeted $6,000 for the headquarters area.
Yeah, but separately.
That's in our budget.
Yeah. But separately, we decided that the lodge is a great idea. That's something we need to work on separately and then vote on separately, come up with the real budget and plan for that and do it. But that has to be voted on by the members.
Right.
So that's something we probably need to work on, and we're willing to take suggestions on that.
But if you guys can, you know, now that this is out in the open, you know, I can change that web page, that new ranch house to, you know, we still really want to do this, but, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
What I told Larry and Brent was, I know that the board is crunching to try and get the house. I know the importance it is to Kenda, but I said, you know, the ranch house has no insulation in the northern wall, and it would be just as expensive to tear that wall out, insulate it, and put it back as it would just to add a wall further out, make an addition, and insulate that wall. Then you don't have to insulate the inner wall.
Yeah, we already
because the ranch house, as it sits, isn't very functional for anything. We just as well, you know, if it will solve two problems at once, go ahead.
No, I completely agree. If we can put it out there that that's what you're doing, nobody will feel like you're trying to hide something.
Yeah. Right.
And I do that. Yeah, we just kind of skipped over that when we talked about it.
But so, you know, you guys, you know, most of you, if not all of you, have my email, and, you know, you kick something around and we'll cobble something together. And, you know, Linda's come up with language in the past for describing the ranch house project, and I've massaged it into a web page. We'll just do that, you know.
And then we're still working on funding for that. So as soon as we can get the money in,
tie it.
How soon can we start work on getting the permit and all that stuff?
That's there.
We've got 6,000 allocated.
Well, we've got
periodically, but
we've got 5,000.
So we've got some money in there anyways for renovations. It doesn't have to that.
Right.
That's good.
Going after Mike.
I mean, that was meant for fencing and everything else, but that's okay. We
that'd be great. If
keep our manager
that.
Here first and let him do some of the fencing.
We need to just, I mean, we're just such under the gun for some of these things. They just have to be taken care of right away.
Okay, newsletter we're going to probably not worry about right now. Around some ideas and try to post things on the internet, on the websites to maybe try to get a newsletter out next month or four.
Each of us on the board really needs to contribute something to the newsletters to make that easier.
Make an article.
Each of our
Kendra's been eager to put things, she said, you know, we had talked about before doing a hard copy snail mail or just something on an email newsletter.
Yeah.
We don't know exactly what the feeling of the membership, how they'd rather receive it, but there's been so many members come out and take pictures, and they've offered to give us pictures that we could. We don't have a way to scan it in and put it on the email. Now they said that the ranch had a digital camera at one time, but nobody.
Yeah, actually,
to know
we grabbed that.
What happened?
It should have been in the package.
Camera.
Actually, we had it. It looked like it'd been through the war, but we had it. You know, it was brand new. It was a 4-megapixel camera is a pretty good one.
Well, there's some of those things that we could use if we had a computer that we, you know, we could get it on and then type on to it.
Yeah. If you'll take care of it, next trip, well, I won't be down next time, I was going to say. I've got one I could bring down that I'm not using.
I have a digital camera, but Brent says, you know, we have one, let's use ours.
Yeah, we do, and it's...
I don't even know. I haven't heard anything about it. Since.
Well, we need to talk to Candy and find out
from
where it got put.
Peebles when you know when they.
Yeah, I know we got it back from.
So.
I think Brent got it back, didn't he?
Brent might have it.
Brent got it back.
That's Brown.
Well, he just hasn't got it over to you yet. Maybe.
Hold on to Kevin.
That's something. The erosion. Give me the other one there.
Camera repairs and erosion. Maybe to kind of cut the time and let Ole off the hook a little bit. Road erosion. Brent is kind of the road department guy, and we're working on some of that. I actually hauled my road grader out there Thursday because the ranch road grader has some electrical problems and will not operate. So we've got to get that solved, but I've got my grader out there, and we'll just as I run back and forth and goof around because I have absolutely nothing else to do, I'll be grading some of the roads. And, touching up spots. Really, overall, the roads are in fairly decent shape.
There's
a few, you know, speed bumps, but...
With such a dry winter, there's not a lot of bad spots in the roads. And the Johnson fellow in Slide Canyon really did some good repairs there.
Yeah.
Well, it was so dry that I had gone out and driven most of the roads and determined that really grading them would have done us more damage than good.
You know,
until this past Monday, we got a good rain and snowstorm, and so I thought, hey, I'll go ahead and haul my grader out there, and then as moisture permits, touch a spot here or there.
Yeah.
Or if there are people that are really bent out of shape and think that their road absolutely needs to be graded so they can get their Mercedes in, let us know, and we'll...
The roads on the west side are really good, except for the fact that it's been years since they've actually been crowned and ditched. And so when they're in that situation, it's just one storm away from being impassable. Eventually, hopefully, we will get over there and get that taken care of.
When our grader's up and running, we have Larry Meltzer, who has been eager to go and drive the grader. Larry's got his out there and is ready, so we've got available people. One of the questions that I need cleared up that's been asked several times last week by members is about the gravel situation and can they buy gravel from the ranch? How does that work?
The only problem right now is that there is no operational screener or extraction of the gravel. I mean, the gravel's there available, but...
So what if they wanted to take a front-end loader and just go into the hill and load it, and then whatever they pay the...
That should be done according to a plan, though, because somebody's got to
wait
where to go in and how to do that, because we just
would
can't
that
go
be through. Under Brent's road
management.
Yeah.
We, in fact, we created a gravel pit policy last fall, and I've got a copy of it somewhere, but it's there. And Brent, it's either, it has to go through Brent or I. We're the only two authorized people with the BLM. Although the pit is on private ground, the minerals belong to the BLM,
right.
So there's a BLM permit involved that if a person wants to take gravel, they're going to have to pay the BLM permit. They also should pay Deer Springs Ranch. This is what I talked to you about. There have been members who have taken gravel out, and some of them have actually caused damage to the roads by, you know, just wear and tear. You have a semi truck going down the road delivering gravel. You know, one or two trips isn't bad, but 13, 14, 20, 50 trips, you start to.
We also need to create a fund for restoration of that land eventually.
Right.
So that we need to get probably equal to what the BLM. That's only 50 cents a yard. I mean, that's not going to break anybody up.
Nothing, yeah.
And so
I'll just refer him to Brent on that then if he's over the road committees, because I told him, I said, I'm not sure what the ranch policy is. I know that there has been gravel available before, but now that's all gone, and now all there's left there is that road base or
leach rock.
Leach rock. So
that leach rock probably belongs to Brent Robbins.
It belongs to Brent Robbins.
So that's not available either.
Yeah.
All right.
It's available, but they have to deal with Brent Robinson on it.
Cabin repairs right now are our number one thing. Brent's been really good working with the comfort station, but cabin 9, when we fired it up this last week, every pipe in that outfit was blown. So 10 fired up well, and it was because the drain system there is better. But the drain system on 9 wasn't right. I mean, Brent's the one that powered it down, and he put an air hose on it and blew it out.
I worked with him on that.
But it still froze and broke.
It had low spots, huh?
We turned on the water, and it looked like a colander under there.
Really?
So we're this week, actually, Brent and I talked about it yesterday. We're going to turn it back on, try and isolate the leaks and get it ready to go, because we have some coming into 9 like in 10 days, I think. So
duct tape.
Yeah. We're 9 is our hot spot at the moment. And all we do with cabin repairs is put out the fires.
Yeah.
You know,
that's kind of what we'll expect of you, is put out the fires. At the next meeting, which I wish Ken would be here, but he won't, we were going to do kind of a tour of all the cabins, make a list.
And we do have a list. I've got a list. I got one that I think Ken left behind that was when he was taking over for Brent. He made a list of things that he thought could be good. We have another list made by somebody named Rich that we found of things, and I went through it. We've done about half of those. I don't know who that was from. And then we've made our own list. So we have
these. We made a list. Bob Becker and myself, we went around all the cabins, and we made a list.
Well, this year.
I mean, we were on the board already.
We can do that in May when we're there on the 19th.
Yeah.
We can.
And what I tell the members when they're in the cabins, if anything doesn't work or if you find a problem, don't just go home and say nothing about it, because that's the only way we know. You know, I don't live in all the cabins. Is when a member uses it, if they say there's a leak here or a leak there, we go up and we just maintain it.
We're using the path.
Maybe we can get our sniffer out. We can test some of those things.
Carbon underneath.
Yeah,
that'd be good. I think that should be standard, because that garden cabin made us so sick, and we didn't even
know
it.
Yeah.
I've got one set of these.
When he went out there with his thing, he says there were leaks all over.
I think there's enough to go around the cabins now.
Okay.
There should be 10 copies. I mean, 10 pages of
that. Okay,
you want to take those and have them out there when we come out next? We will go around and kind of do
the office. Yeah. And that's really what I need most, is if the members are in there and they find something leaks or it doesn't quite go, I really think it should be standard that they take the sniffer, as he said, or have the gas, which offers the service free people once a year to go in there, because the members are pretty hard on those propane lanterns. They're always
don't push in, just
bouncing
pull.
Around. Yeah, and they create leaks. When he went in the garden cabin, he says he had to fix leaks in everything just to backtrack the gas. He went right to the tank and found out the tank was not leaking, came in, and he immediately had leaks everywhere.
Should we have the gas valve that cuts off the lights in every cabin from a safety perspective, so when you leave, you turn that valve off?
No,
but you were saying there was a leaking issue anyway?
You'd be turning off the pilot lights and the stove, you'd be turning off the refrigerator too.
So there's no way to tree it off that way?
It's not on separate systems, the lights are not on individual.
You have to repipe the whole thing.
Yeah, the best thing to do is just make sure that they're not leaking, that they're operational.
Those are grandfathered. They're all flexible copper. Today, anything behind the wall now has to be black pipe.
Mm. Which is more expensive.
We're talking about a huge
major
project.
Refit if we do it.
The fellow that came out to the garden cabin, he just fixed each fixture that he could fix as he went through it, and then he red tagged the stove. He says, you know, the stove has so many leaks, you just can't use it.
Yeah. The stove.
Well, we really do need to get another stove for that.
That should be brought up.
Is that going to happen this month?
Actually, Brent and I may just make a run tomorrow and go into Home Depot and buy one. If we can get
it. Yeah, and be renting that pretty soon.
Yeah. So we may just go out and buy a very basic soap.
Wasn't that Brent that said that?
That was Brent that said that. But the soap had gone up to $3.19 from the other price. Right now, they just advertise that any purchase over $300, you get 10% off. So that brings us back down to that $280 range for a basic stove, you know, a safe stove.
All we need is something simple. Truly, in those cabins, the more dummy-proof, the better.
Yeah.
We don't need anything special. We never have any of the electric starts because we don't have the power to run it. Somebody donated us a stove, but it was all electric starts.
Yeah. It's got to be like
something very basic. The knobs turn on, the gas lights up.
Yeah, you should have a pilot on it.
Let me look and see. I've had so much stuff over the years, but I had a home come in that was just had a basic, and they wanted a little more fancy with the electric stuff, and we swapped them out. And
almost all of them have electric ignition, if it's been within the last 5 years.
There's a few companies that make them. I'll look and see. I had a brand new stove.
One of our best stoves is like a 1940s stove, like the one you've got.
I bought one of your better stoves for $2, but you can't have it back. Besides that, it wouldn't work for the garden cabin anyhow because it's just a little tiny thing.
Man, I got a good stove, electric and everything.
We can't use an electric one. That's...
I can.
While we're right here at this point on the cabin repairs and road erosion, Brent Fulmer is the road committee.
Mm-hmm.
And in the past years, I know at one point I was the cabin committee and Ken was the cabin committee. We haven't really divided up or assigned certain cabin or certain committees. And I would, at this point, wondered if, John, do you want to take over and be the cabin committee?
Okay.
Just so, and we will continue to kind of make different assignments. And I know right now Dustin's really helping out on communication and website stuff, and that's just one that popped in my mind. So while that there, let's go ahead and have John Southwick kind of be the point man on a cabin repairs, cabin maintenance committee type stuff. And that brings us to the last and final thing of Voli's new season preparation activities.
Well, the very first new season party was the 19th, but they double booked us, so that's just going to have to be changed. I made quite a number of preparations.
Well, tell us still, there's a group of some school coming in,
And
you're going to be entertaining horse riding with them?
Horse rides and whatnot. I mean, when I get my reservations, when we get them on the Internet, now we have to do it by almost driving in or getting on the phone, but the... I just take the numbers. The cabins are going to stay in and then try and make contact with them to find out if they want horse rides. Generally, they contact me first and find out what day they want to ride, how many people they have going. And so the trouble is because of the amount of time involved in catching, saddling, putting horses together, taking the ride out, which generally consumes a day, even if it's just a couple-hour ride, the preparation and the takedown is quite time-consuming. And so it's not something I can multitask because when I'm gone, I'm gone.
Yeah.
And so if we double book, you know, I can't have the party, set the party up and then just disappear on everybody. So on that day, it has to be open. So we're going to have to reschedule
Saturday
that
for June. And then also
do it without Linda here.
And then also make sure that Linda doesn't book a big...
Right. What we'll do is as soon as we get Linda back, we'll make another date. but I wouldn't dare set any dates without knowing what's on her calendar, because that's kind of how we got.
Or at least for horse rides, we just block that out, you know, I would think, right? Because
do you have a computer here?
We have access to a computer. We can see the availability on any computer, so we could check that.
Provided it's updated today. She's been gone for a couple of days, and so it might not do you any good. The best thing to do is get with her.
This coming week, we can communicate and email back and forth and say, hey, let's go ahead and plan.
And that way it gets announced to everybody, too, because it's got to be ahead of time.
Yeah.
We got to let everybody know. Otherwise, nobody show up.
When's the date of the Foxtrotter?
Memorial Day weekend. Be here Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, I believe. I've got a message from him on the machine, and I can't respond to it because I don't have a phone.
Okay. Anything else you would like to report?
I think you may have covered a lot of the things with Brent before I even got here, but no, we're just we're working hard on the corrals because the corrals just won't hold anything. And we have a number of people that, I mean, we've taken horse rides already, and we've just had to patch together and run grab, and we have to get a system that works where they can come in and check in at a time, and much safer, too. I mean, they open their doors, and their kids crawl out and run into those corrals, and there's nothing to hold them back. And no matter what I say, they don't believe me about safety, you know. You know, the hard thing is when people come from an urban area to a rural area, they really just don't get the concept of how dangerous a 1,200-pound animal can be to a 3-year-old kid that's walking in and petting it on the leg, you know. And so what I'm doing, I'm building
those animatronic. What's that?
Truly, they've enjoyed the animals immensely, but they run in and pick up the baby goat, which
Mama
is okay,
goat.
And they pet the baby goat. Luckily, nothing has ever butted anything. But then as soon as they've established their relationship with the farm through the goat, they immediately head for the buffalo.
Buffalo likes to chase.
Yeah, and so I've got to make a secure pen where they can admire the buffalo without having a...
endangering themselves.
Right, and then it's just what we're dealing with is fences that are some of them 50, some of them 100 years old, that you push on them and the nail falls out and the board drops to the ground. And I'm reestablishing them with cedar posts and eye bolts, and I'm bolting together a fence that'll be there 300 years from now. But it's taking time. I cut posts every day. So I have identified that as a priority because the ranch just isn't, the headquarters is not a safe place to be right now. And until we have fences that will hold a little kid out and a horse on the other side so that everybody can be happy, that's just got to be a priority. Yeah. And so that's my main focus at the moment.
Okay. Well, thanks for your efforts. Anybody else have any comments or questions of Ole at this point?
Do we have...
Tell me your names again.
Cleveland, Claire,
and
Eric.
Yeah.
Cleveland.
This is our first. We were here for
education. Okay.
John Cowboy.
And you have lot. Which?
186.
That's way up on top.
Yeah.
Now, do the laundry facilities at the ranch work?
No.
We don't have any way of making
all right. Well, good for you.
Hey, you smirk. I don't know what's going on with that.
Right now, there's no place to put a washer and dryer because they changed the way
we move stuff.
Yeah.
So do we need to make sure that that's as part of our renovation plan?
When we make the renovation, we're going to try and put, you know, we haven't discussed the exact plans, but we've got to have a room where we can do laundry, and then we can use a generator or whatever we have to power it up to run it. We just come in, when we come in to do the trash trailer and the ranch laundry, my wife goes to a laundromat.
I had a thought after going here for a couple of years is I know a lot of cabin scenarios with other places, they don't even offer that laundry service. It's like a hotel, and that's a lot of work, you know, and costs, too. I'm sure it's quite a bit of money to do all that. Is that something our members are really stuck on versus bringing your sleeping bags and sleeping in the bed?
I think we could do that, but we can't do that
That's something to ask. Well, no,
yeah,
but
we need to do that for next year.
In your annual meeting, you could consider it.
Because yeah, I think so. I think that's something
trouble
we've got to bring up.
Though, is some of the groups that come in, you know, they come there because they expect some sort of service. Others, like the Boy Scout guys, they would be easy. Just say, hey, bring your own bedding or whatever. But it's difficult.
Especially when
we
don't even have local
that
facilities.
But we discussed the problems with people laying their sleeping bag out on a mattress and ruining the mattress eventually. You know, there's got to be some control over it, but we got to make discuss making that an option for people. And we decided the first of this year that we probably wouldn't do that because we were already asking for the big increase. And then you can't come up and say, well, we're going to increase your dues by 10%, but also we're going to take away some of the services that we're giving. And people don't realize that.
Pretty about it, actually. They come in, they do their laundry, or they bring their laundry down, and they clean up after themselves or take it in. I don't know what the cost at the end of the year is, but it's not too much of an imposition because the trash trailer has to come at about the same rate in anyway.
Yeah.
And we just make that the day that we do whatever has to happen in town, and there's a lady that does the laundry at the laundromat. But that's something you could put on the at your annual meeting this year. You should say
either that, or we pay for bigger, more expanded laundry facilities that are working, like two washers, dryers.
Have them there in the laundry room. I am told by Jerry Racine
that's
and
clean and
set up. The ministry people had their washer and dryer out behind the house, and they just did it out on the dirt. But you can't really do laundry when the wind's blowing.
No, we have to have a room that's clean and decent and nice.
I think when we get to
in there, well, they did the washing and then they hung them out to dry.
Set up. We need to have
That's going to be a while.
Maybe a while. It's true.
They had the washer and everything.
Well, and it was also that we were pumping water on almost a daily basis with our small tank. So the generator to run the water pump was on every night so they could run the
laundry. Now that's just not cost effective because that thing we figured out yesterday cost $3 an hour. No, $3 a gallon an hour.
I thought it was more than that.
Anyway, it worked out to be about $100 a week just to pump 3 days a week.
What kind of generator is it? Is it a diesel or
It's a diesel and it's a relatively new one.
Yeah.
Usually most of the newer slow moving diesels don't use up that much gas, so I'm surprised.
Is it diesel or is it propane?
It's diesel. It pumps 3,000 gallons a minute. Is that right?
It's an hour.
An hour.
But to run it is expensive, and you can't really justify powering up that monster to do some laundry. It would be good, you know, as John suggested, maybe if we had a little generator there that would do the trick, it would be cheaper to do. But we just, right now, there's no place to do it. There's not a...
The practical, it would be to go ahead and get a, you know... as large a front loading as we could, it would be more economical on water. But that, at the dryer, I don't know. We could probably arrange a way for you to dry your clothes so it's above the ground. And I know ways to do that so that you could actually air dry and not worry about dirt and dust.
You know what? We just need to, in the plan for the renovation of the, because we have quite a bit of room where we're going to be building on, build a place to do laundry.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got to have a laundry facility out there because.
Yeah.
I try to wear the same pants all week because I get pine gum on them and every other, ranching is dirty. But when my pants stand up by themselves, my wife demands that I switch them.
Do we have a sketch of the plan of what we're going to do for the ranch house renovation yet?
Not yet.
It will be so simple and basic. The ranch house is basically a barn box. The additions will just be going under the eaves and out. And taking as much advantage of the walls as we can because we're trying to accomplish insulating the ranch house so it'll hold heat
for the
add-on and creating space at the same time. So basically we're just going
to not have to drive you out while we're doing it.
Yeah.
We're going to try and live in one side while we're doing the other.
We probably need to make a larger room right off the kitchen living room too.
That's the first thing we'll do is put a dining room
in. The north side will
so
be potentially
three-bedroom.
Right now, we have a little tiny
that big enough that could be a potential board meeting room, too.
We'll have a big table.
Piece on it, you know.
We'll have a big table. That's something you really have to consider for the building, the new building you're going to build, because the ranch house isn't really conducive
to anything.
That's got to be private space that...
It has to have a dining room. For some reason, they just never put one in it. And so now, you know, one of my kids eats in the living room, one of my kids eats in the bedroom, and we're like, would you like the salt? Here, take this to Indy.
Yeah.
But there's no room that will hold a table, so you can't really...
No. We got to get moving on this.
Yeah.
We got to get going.
Yeah, we will be working on that plan, and along with that, the other thing we haven't discussed much are fundraising activities. The loan from State Bank is right here. The envelope, please.
Pens in the road. Looks like you got some free pens here.
Yeah.
You worked out with the bank's profit.
This, I've also got the signature cards here for Ken to sign on the accounts.
Can I do that in front of a notary?
Not this one, but this here, it's got myself as president and you as treasurer signing for the ranch on the loan, and that is supposed to be, that needs to be signed with a notary. So we will take care of that this week and get it back. We signed this and everything, I wanted to check back with him and make sure it was set up basically as a
revolving
account that we will be able to use for the renovation and ranch house improvement, and then repay through
fundraising
activities and donations from the members. And we want to check with all the members that have donated so far to make sure they're okay with the switch we've made, and then